We are joined by a nine-year NFL vet, 2017 Walter Payton Man of the Year for the Colts, first-team all-conference player at UConn, 41st pick in 09, creator and host of the Everything DB Show. It's on YouTube. Co-host of the Man to Man podcast. Good friend of the program. He is Darius Butler. Darius, what's going on? Good to have you back. How are you?
What's up, Jim? Good to be back, man.
Good to have you back. All right, so let me ask you this. Like, back when you were playing, what was this time of year like for you? The last few days before camp, were you fired up to get to work and get in, or were you kind of dreading it like, damn, man, this is all going to start again right now?
You know, some people didn't like training camp. I enjoy training camp, man. It's been really, you flip that switch as a player, and, you know, it's all about football again. You know, that becomes the main priority. The main thing is the main thing. You've done a bunch of things your off season, probably traveled, done some different things with the family, have made some gains as far as being a player and a professional, and made hopefully a bunch of deposits in this off season, especially this off season when you haven't been around the team and the facility as much. And hopefully you're confident in the work that you put in, and now it's time to start taking those withdrawals out and start putting all your energy towards your craft. So it's fun, man. You're around the guys more. You're around football again. Everybody's excited for football season. I know I am. It seems like more than ever. But it's a fun, exciting time. It's like going back to school.
I actually like that answer a lot. That's like one of those things where I'd say, hey, man, how would you feel about that? And you gave me a much better answer than the question itself. So I appreciate it. Let me ask you about the Rams. I've been trying to get to this, Darius, this week. I haven't, so I'm glad that I got you here to talk about this. They suffered a pretty serious blow when Cam Akers tore his Achilles. I mean, that's gutting for him, to be sure. How big of a blow is that for the team and the offense?
It's a big blow. You definitely saw, his promise last year. He didn't get a huge sample size. He started five games, I think played in 12 or 13. But you saw the talent, and you were excited about his future and his role in the offense, especially with the addition of Stafford at quarterback. So I definitely think it's a big blow. But in that system, and with McVay, you can kind of plug in running backs, and that's one of those positions that you can kind of get good production from players that you don't really expect to. From sometimes we see it happen all around the league every year. So I think they'll definitely adjust. And if it's one quarterback in the league that's comfortable playing with a subpar running game, it'll be Stafford. I think he'll be kind of used to that, and he'll have more weapons around him and probably better offensive coaching than he's had his entire career. So I think the Rams will still be all right.
I had to laugh. I'm sorry, I had to laugh. You're right. If there's one quarterback in the league that's used to playing with a subpar running back or a running game that's not above board, it's that guy. He spent his entire career dealing with that in Detroit. You know, when you talk about Stafford, Darius Butler, my guest, like the NFC West was going to be tough no matter what. You and Antoine Bethea had a pretty interesting conversation on the podcast earlier today about who the best quarterback in the NFC West is. As a DB, which quarterback scares you the most in that division?
Yeah, man, we got that question from one of the listeners at the live show this morning. And, at first it gave me a pause, and then I'm like, oh, Russell Wilson. I guess that's an easy answer. And that was my answer, and AB was kind of like, whoa, like you answered that kind of, way too fast. And he kind of was like, what about Stafford and, who he is as a quarterback and a player, and now he's with LA and these different things. And but for me, it's Russell Wilson. That's an easy, clear answer for me. I think when it's all said and done, he'll go down as one of the great quarterbacks in this league. Now, if Stafford goes deep into the playoffs and wins the Super Bowl, I think that completely changes the narrative, obviously, going forward. But right now, for me, it'll be Russell Wilson. Honestly, it's probably a toss-up between Jimmy G and Matt Stafford after that for me. Jimmy G's a couple years removed from taking his team to the Super Bowl, obviously missed some big throws. But, he's done it. He's a winner. He showed to be a winner when he's out there. And I just haven't seen that consistently from Stafford. We've definitely seen the talent. And obviously Kyler Murray, he can take another step as well. But right now it's Russ, and then it's a toss-up with Jimmy G and Stafford right behind him.
That's a really interesting response. Darius Butler joining us. All right, you and I have talked in the past about Aaron Rodgers and the situation in Green Bay. Like, we don't know the exact details when it comes to guaranteed money and all of that, but what do you make of that report that he turned down that extension with the Packers?
Yeah, not surprising, at least from the reports. Like you said, I don't feel like we know much. All of us, I would say, collectively don't know much. We know that he has a problem with the GM. And we know that he wants out pretty much. It never really seemed much about the money. Obviously, he's made a ton of money And usually that's the first thing you go to when it comes to, you know, athletes in business. But, you know, business is about people, too. And you know this. You've been very successful in business. A lot of it is about people, and it's the same way in those locker rooms and in these organizations. And sometimes people and teams and, you know, people can overcome certain situations and relationships, and sometimes they can't. Sometimes guys just have enough, and especially in the environment that we're in now with sports as a whole. You know, in quarterbacks, and whether it's basketball players, but quarterbacks, you know, they want a certain amount of input and power and respect. And I think Aaron has earned that. And, you know, I'm sure Brian in his role as the GM, his role isn't really to pacify players and make everyone feel happy and feel great about their job. I'm sure there's a lot of people on that Packers roster who aren't, you know, head over heels about them, some of the moves that they've made. So it's a fine balance that they'll have to figure out. I still think ultimately he's the quarterback for the Green Bay Packers this year, but I don't think it was ever about money. So I wasn't surprised at him, you know, turning that deal down. But at least it shows that Green Bay is trying to do something to get 12 back in that building and put a smile on his face.
Talking to Darius Butler for a few more moments. All right. Also, in terms of quarterbacks, like if you were Sean Payton, let me jump into this. Who would your starting quarterback be in Week 1? Jameis Winston or Taysom Hill, and why, Darius?
Yeah, we talked about it. I asked AB, I said, if you were in that locker room, who would you want to be the quarterback? And he gave the same answer I would, and that's Jameis Winston, easily. You know, we've seen him perform high level, low level. We've seen him struggle. We've seen him succeed in the NFL, but we've seen him do it. We've seen his body of work. We saw it in college, you know, undefeated season, national champion, number one overall pick. We've seen him throw for 5,000 yards, 30 picks, 30 touchdowns, but we've seen it. He sat behind Drew Brees. He got LASIK. He's got more experience in the system with Sean Payton. Obviously, Taysom Hill has been there, and he's been kind of a Swiss Army knife. And going into a game, going into training camp, going into a season, if I'm a player in there in my 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th year, and I'm trying to win a championship, I'm going for an all-time great with Drew Brees, I want the passing head guard to be with the guy that I know at least has gone through the hoops. Everything but the pregame speech. He leave the pregame speech to somebody else. But as far as being a player, I like his potential going forward with the pieces he has around him. And I think they could be a good football team. Not saying that they couldn't be good with Tatum. I just think it's a much bigger question mark there. And when it's a quarterback competition and a battle going into training camp, going into a season, I just don't think that's ever a good feeling. I know as a teammate, that's not a good feeling. You want to have your guy that you know is going to rally the troops, and we're going to, you know, go into battle with week in and week out.
Dude, he's got everything except the pregame speech.
Everything, oh, man. I love his offseason workout. You know, he competes. He played through a lot of injuries during the end there in Tampa as well. So you know he's a warrior. That's important to have a warrior at the quarterback position. So you know he's that. So I like Jameis, man. I think he's a good kid, and I think he has his head on right, and he works hard, and I think the combination with him and Peyton and sitting behind Drew Brees, sometimes that's important to get that other point of view. You know, you're sitting on the bench, you're in the meeting room, you're behind the starter. He's been a starter for, I'm sure, most of his life. So to get that different experience, sometimes that does wonders for a player.
No, I agree. I love the decision that he made when he did that. He did throw for 5,000 yards, and we'll see. Hey, really quickly, what do you make of Nick Saban saying that Bryce Young, who might be a starting quarterback, is getting somewhere near $1 million in endorsement money? What do you make of that?
I mean, it's great. It's great for the players, obviously. It's obviously great for Alabama recruiting. I mean, that's incredible. And now we're going to be talking about college sports next year, the season going forward. We're going to be talking about who's the highest paid positions in which conference and things going like that. So it's crazy. It's going to be the Wild Wild West. And if my first thought, honestly, was I wonder if somehow, somewhere this money is funneled right from the boosters or whoever's supporting the programs and saying, hey, this is just another way to recruit better players. Is we're just going to make sure that they're the highest paid. And if you trace that money, I'm sure – in some of these situations, I'm not saying the Alabama situation, but I'm sure in some of these situations that'll be the case. So it's going to be interesting with the whole nil thing in college, but I'm glad that players are getting a piece of the pie. But it's going to be fun to watch.
I agree with you, by the way. Darius Butler joining us. All right, speaking of basketball, this came up. I had your co-host AB on the show. We talked about the fact that he was hosting that basketball tournament and that you thought that he was good for 6 to 8 points based on hustle plays, setting picks. And AB said, quote, you have a lot of hot takes, a lot of unnecessary takes, a lot of foolish takes, end of quote. My man, how do you respond to that?
You know, I wouldn't say foolish. I wouldn't say unnecessary. Some of them are maybe. I just say them a little bit before a lot of other people say them. But AB's on his high horse right now with hoops. He picked the Bucks at 6, and he was right with that. But if I had to compare AB's game to somebody we just saw in the finals, I would say he's like a Bobby Portis. You know, he's going to bring that energy. He's going to do the dirty work. He's going to hit shots when you need him to. And he's going to be that type of guy. So he'll still have a key to the city. He's a champ. AB's a champ, man. I love him. Love going back and forth with him on the pod. But we had a lot of fun with that, man. But that was fun, man. Shout out to the Bucks too, man. Congrats to Greek Freak and the Bucks on winning that chip. They shocked the hell out of me.
Darius, let me ask you something. When you look at Giannis, I mean, never mind his great athleticism, what a great dude he is. Explain this to me. Like, how do you take a guy with a major, major weakness like he had, free throw shooting, and have him show up in a closeout game the way he did and knock him down like that? As a great athlete, how do you explain that?
Mindset. And that's an ultimate separator when it comes to, athletes. And not only just athletes, just performers, competitors. And he went to a different zone. And in that closeout game, he smelled blood in the water. And it didn't matter what was going on around him. It didn't matter what was going on in Phoenix. It didn't matter what his teammates that were struggling on offense. He had the mindset that, I'm winning this game. I'm going to be the reason we win this game. You're either going to have to stop me or foul me. And then he gets to the line and locks in and goes 90%. I mean, it was one of the more incredible finals performances that I've ever seen. And we started this debate yesterday. I'm like, going into next season, it's hard, even with his deficiencies shooting the ball, you know, at least you see him attempting those shots. We saw in the closeout game in the biggest moment of life, he was hitting little floaters and little turnaround jumpers and a three-pointer. And, you know, those type of things pay dividends. You see a guy like Ben Simmons who doesn't even attempt those shots. So for him to continue to attempt, and you see the ability that is so much room in his game to grow, and he's only 26, man, it's a scary, scary sight for the rest of the NBA going forward with Giannis. And if he's playing with that mindset, man, it was incredible.
Have some Ben Simmons, but that was not unfair. That was right. I agree with you. Darius Butler, my guest, co-host of the Man to Man podcast, creator and host of the Everything DB show on YouTube. DB, great to have you, Darius. Thanks so much. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you for having me back, John.
Great talking to you, Darius. I always look forward to it. You're one of the best. Darius Butler is awesome.